obviously, one would have wanted in a due situation whereby would have elections in time so that, you'd have a new parliament coming in immediately. But because of difficulties and challenges we had in coming up with the new constitution, that was not possible. And as a result, we are going to have a vacuum whereby one arm of the state will be missing. We are going to have a situation where only the executive will continue operating together with the judiciary, but one of the three pillars of the state will not be there. That is not an ideal situation, but as I have already pointed out, this was caused by the challenges that we face.
Honorable Mandu, how would you say you see at this deadline coming, which will only leave the executive and the judiciary?
Yes, definitely everything has got a beginning and everything has got an end. And come Saturday, 29 June 2013, 12 midnight, the term of office of our 7th Parliament is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Nothing can be done to extend the term of the 7th Parliament of Zimbabwe because we are not in a state of emergency. We are a peaceful country. We are very free. And we are enjoying our peace. If there was chaos or civil disturbances or civil war, then there was chances of extending the parliament using the state of emergency. Now that we are peaceful, the term of office of the seventh parliament will not be extended. That's why some of us, we wanted the elections to be held earlier, so that the government will function with all its three wings, that's the legislature, the judicial, and the executive. Now the government will be functioning with only two of its wings, that's the executive and the judicial. There is no one to do the oversight duties, to supervise the executive. Some people have said it has been the worst parliament. To some extent, yes, because it was an inclusive, a government of three parties with different ideologies. So you cannot move in one direction. We are moving in all directions. But we have done wonders. We are on record as one of the parliaments since independence that has gone to the people to hear the people's views.
Honorable Gonese, as Honorable Mandu just pointed out, some are questioning the performance of this 7th session of Parliament. But when we look at some of the things that are outstanding, that have not been heard, issues of IPA, issues of media, what would you say in that regard?
Well, I think one is to look at it in context. Obviously, it's unfortunate that we're not able to carry out some of the reforms which we envisioned in the GPA, and I believe that one of those areas where we should have been able to do better. But be that as it may, one also has to look at some of the achievements of this parliament, in particular, when you look at the constitution making process. We're able, in spite of our differences, in spite of our difficulties, and some serious challenges, we're able to come up with a people's vision constitution, which is a big improvement on what we had here previously. That constitution, I think, obeys a very favorable any other democratic constitution anywhere in the world. It's a Bill of Rights, very, very comprehensive. And I think that that is something we have got to put ourselves on the back. We also able to come up with our electoral reform. But obviously, we have got three different political parties. We also had some insurmountable challenges, whereby, for example, ourselves, we believed in the reform agenda, whereby we have a complete democratization of most of the institutions, most of the leaders. So, but that was not possible.
Honorable Mandu, what will it mean for Zimbabwe if we end our parliament and then head to elections without key reforms spelled out in the GPA?
It was the wish of everybody to have the elections immediately after the expiry of the 7th Parliament, because it is very, it is not healthy for the government to function with two arms, that's the executive and the judicial only, without the third wing, which is the legislature. And also, all those motions that are pending, that have been introduced in the House of Assembly, will lapse on the 29th of June. And if anyone intends to introduce them, that will be up to the new parliament to introduce as new motions those motions when it opens after elections. So we are now waiting. We are in the election mood. After that, we will see what will happen in the next parliament.